Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You want to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Eric Bickle, running the three-man show this week with Cakes taking a week of vacay.
You know, I don't want to do a whole segment on sleep. We always do that in the kind of the first segment. But Valdez told me he could rival me in the worst sleep. I doubt he can, but I will say this. Because I'm sleeping in like 15-minute intervals. Something's seriously broken inside my brain.
Something's going on.
Like I'm not releasing
the right chemicals.
I feel
like you're taking more stuff than ever.
I don't know. But I haven't had alcohol in 23 days. My wife actually said I slept better when I was drinking. So, I mean, it might be a reason just to go back to boozing. But Valdez, I will say this. It's impossible for you to have slept worse than me, because I don't think anyone on the planet could. But you don't look good.
I know.
I know. You actually look terrible.
Thank you.
Like in the eyes. Like
yeah, I told you. I raw dogged my sleep last night, and I didn't do any of the melatonin or any of my
your
stuff.
Ashwagandha.
Yeah. So I tried to go to sleep, and then I was tossing and turning, and it was bad.
Yeah.
And I thought about you the entire sleep.
You should have called me.
But usually on Sunday, don't you have a difficult time sleeping on Sundays?
I mean, I know what you're saying, but this is way beyond that. This is way beyond that.
Sometimes, but it's usually I can pill myself to sleep on Sundays.
Well, true, yeah.
It's not healthy.
Oh, yeah. If I didn't take anything, I would probably sleep like you.
I didn't realize.
If I didn't take melatonin, I guarantee I couldn't fall asleep very quickly.
Something's not releasing in my brain that's supposed to release. I mean, it's bottom line. There's some chemicals that are not releasing.
What is...
Why the no drinking for 23 days? I mean, that's great. You're not like doing some sort of chip deal, are you?
What do you mean? What's a chip deal?
You know, people that go to AA, they get like a chip or a token or whatever.
He just said, I want to get healthy.
He just decided.
I just want to get healthy.
So for 23 days, are you going to make it, try and go 123 days? Or is there a cutoff?
I have no cutoff in sight. I might start drinking next week because I'm going to be with all my buddies.
Yeah, you'll be.
I'll be in Nationals and literally. They're just all alcoholics.
That's all you got to do, right?
So between matches, they just find bars and just find a bar.
Has it been 23 days since you went to a volleyball tournament?
No, I was in Chicago.
Oh, you did.
But he didn't drink in Chicago.
No, I did. I drank in Chicago. And then on my last day, I said, I need a detox.
Oh,
okay. I wasn't anything bad. I was just, you know, play golf, drink. We played 50. What did we play? 81 holes and like a ridiculous amount of hours. Like,
hold on. My eyes look that bad.
You look terrible.
Let me see.
You just look... Like, I mean, you have to go in there and see them, but like they're just like closed and baggy.
He also had a housewarming party this weekend. He probably had a bunch of booze too. So
Saturday.
So you just drank too much this weekend and it just couldn't lock in.
Maybe on Saturday.
Yeah,
but it's not like I drank last night.
Yeah, I don't know. My wife told me. I said, because remember there was a time where I was sleeping good. She said, yeah, you were drinking. Maybe I need to go back to drinking.
Well, I would think on vacation, I know that it's not a vacation, but on vacation, you certainly, if you're out on the beach, you're going to be drinking.
That's the other thing I thought about that. Like, I can't go to the beach and not drink and play country music.
Right.
It's my whole life.
Right.
It's not a lifetime thing.
But you know what? Maybe.
I just want to go a month without
drinking. 23 days. So you're not going to Dallas until when? Friday?
Sunday.
Okay, Sunday. All right. So if you go another, call it 6 days.
That'll be basically a month.
That's pretty good.
And by the way, but easy. The only thing it's hard about it is just telling your friends.
It wouldn't be easy for me.
The only thing it's hard about it is telling your friends, I'm just trying to be healthy right now.
My wife made a great pasta dish last night.
Yeah.
And I had to have a glass of red wine. I just had to.
Some vino.
Red wine
destroys my throat.
I have to have red wine with any red sauce. I can't just drink water or iced tea or.
Really?
It's a match.
It's a great match for me.
Red wine. I didn't even know that's a thing. Red wine and red sauce.
Yeah, it's red.
So it's, in other words, Italian.
Red wine with Italian dishes slash steak or, you know, some sort of anything meaty. And then white goes with your chicken and your fish.
Yeah, I'm just not a wine guy. Wine literally destroys my esophagus.
Yeah, you don't like wine, I know.
No, I don't mind it, but it crushes me.
One glass of red wine, my father's old doctor, who actually was our doctor growing up, used to say, good for you.
Yeah,
they say a glass of red wine is good for your heart. I don't know how.
I think it's all BS. There's literally no redeeming value to alcohol.
If it makes me feel good, I don't care about just
that's fine.
Drinking water.
But I don't think it does anything good to your body. It's a negative impact on your body.
I think you should detox from all these sleep aids that you take because they're not working.
I'm not taking any sleep aids. I take some magnesium. That's it.
You said you were taking the...
No, stopped.
I stopped because I started reading about how it could build up some toxicity in your liver. I don't want that. So I stopped taking the ashwagandha.
I take it.
But I mean, I take vitamin D. That doesn't hurt you. I take all, basic supplements. Yeah. There's no chance vitamin D hurts your sleep.
I don't even... I take melatonin even on the weekends when I don't have to fall asleep early. I guess I'm just addicted to it.
If you're on vacation, what's the maximum amount of hours you can sleep? I couldn't believe it. The other day, I slept 10 hours.
I could never.
It's been a long time since I had a nice 10 hour sleep.
I couldn't.
Here's the last time I slept good.
I went to bed at 10, woke up at 8.
I hesitate to talk about this, but I hit Skins in the morning. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Damn.
And then after a horrible night of sleep, slept 3 straight hours afterwards.
Nice.
And then I actually grabbed my phone and I Googled, why do you sleep better after buns?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's your brain releases all these silly things.
Of course.
So I said to my wife, "said you're basically every night. It's the only way I can live. It's the only way I can sleep."
So what time did you get into bed last night?
I went to bed halfway through the third quarter of that game.
So 9:45-ish.
9:45.
Call it 10.
Yeah.
And then how many times did you wake up and look at the clock or look at your phone?
25.
So you were sleeping in
half-hour, 15-minute intervals until about 1:30, and then I maybe slept in like a 45-minute interval.
Yeah, that's
2:30, and then I was up 3:30.
You can't look at the phone. That activates really the brain. No, I don't know. He just said that.
I mean, I just look at the
clock. I just mean looking at your time.
You know that they've done studies that even if you have your phone, the dopamine wants you to check it.
Right.
That it messes with you.
Yeah, I know. I know all that.
I only check my phone if...
I've been looking at my phone for 20 years. It's not the phone. Something in my brain is not releasing
properly. It's not
working. Properly.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. I think it could be eating too late and your cortisol is too high or something. Like if you're eating maybe a half hour before you go to bed.
Well, yeah. What time did you eat dinner last night?
Maybe you should have a sleep study.
Yeah.
No, I've already done a sleep study. It was the most miserable thing ever.
Maybe just do a new
one. No, no.
You said you were sleeping better before.
I don't know if I've ever slept worse than I did on the sleep study.
Oh, I had
got 100
one.
Wires.
Yeah, I had the same thing.
No, I'll never
do
one.
It was terrible.
Again. I'll never do one
again. Plus, because I don't sleep on my back, and it was almost impossible to sleep with all those wires.
Mm.
Yeah. And it was all I think it was a client.
You know what I look like when I sleep? You know when you catch a fish and you throw it in the boat and it's flopping around? Yeah. That's how I sleep. That's how I lay in bed. That's my whole night.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you've been that way a long time because you've always had issues with the sheets and you sometimes have your head at the foot of the bed.
Oh.
He flops around.
20 times.
Yeah.
Foot of the bed, head of the bed.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man.
I started doing squats in the middle of the night because I read if you do 10 squats every hour, that lowers your cortisol, which apparently can ruin your sleep.
So
I got up in the middle of the night. I was doing squats.
I think you're in your head. You're reading too much about it. So once you go to bed, it's like this pressure to fall asleep. You're thinking about all these things versus just going to bed. Like when you hit Skins. No, here's the thing. When you hit Skins, all right, yes, there is the chemical reaction in your brain.
Look it up.
I know.
You release a million things.
Of course. I understand that. But also... You're just you're not thinking about all those other things.
You know what I was thinking about? I shot one over par yesterday on the front, and I just thought about all my shots and all the putts I made. That was a good thought. I should be able to go to sleep.
You probably have a lot of other stuff on your mind.
Not that much.
You probably do.
I mean, besides being broke.
I mean, when you sit in your bed, you're thinking about a billion different things. There's
not that many. I'm telling you, I replayed my round.
All right. Well, that's a lot.
That's literally what I did. And I had, and I played the Go to Sleep Instantly music on Spotify. I had it booming.
I've got. I would never use that.
I
use the fan.
You got a million fans.
Yeah, you got fans.
I've got two.
Yeah.
I'd love to do one of those time lapse videos of you.
No, you don't want to
see
it.
You know, where we speed it up. They just film you for your 8 hours that you're in the bed.
Yeah.
And then they speed up. Would you see flipping side to side?
No, I'm telling you. If you caught like a big tuna or a small tuna and you just threw it in the boat and watch it flop around, that's me sleeping. Let's go to Brandon in Silver Spring. Brandon, what's up?
What's up, Donkey?
Hey, man.
What's up?
Hey, Brandon. Hey,
not much. We're all about the same age. And what I've been doing is the past, I think last summer, I started red light therapy at the gym and Whirlpool around 9 o'clock. And I come home.
I was going to use my hot tub, and it was cold.
It's awesome.
What does the red light therapy do? I'm a little bit naive to it. What does the red light therapy do?
I don't know, maybe some of it's psychological. Like if you get an injury, let's say you hurt your shoulder, not like a bad injury, it just helps. But you got to do it all the time. You know, it helps with your skin, your hair.
Drab, can you look up red light therapy? Do you know anything about red light therapy? Because I'll buy a lamp. I'll buy one right now.
You'd be better off with the red light district.
No. I'll buy a red light. If it says it helps you sleep, I'll buy a red light lamp right now.
Didn't you get the blue light blockers for a while?
I had those. I was thinking about finding them last night. I don't know. I wouldn't
so you
know where
have
to look.
Red light action and blue light action.
And my blue
action.
Light blockers. What do they say red lights do? You've heard about it, right? A lot of people are into like the red light therapy right now. It's like a thing.
Stimulate cellular activity and promote healing.
Does it do anything for sleep?
I'm reading it can improve sleep by regulating circadian rhythms and promoted melatonin production.
All right, so when are you supposed to do the red light? You just do that like half hour before you go to bed or something?
Before bed.
How long?
Doesn't say.
I like
is it dangerous? Do you get cancer from it?
Call it a half hour.
Do you get cancer from it?
No.
You get cancer from everything.
I like your hitting skins theory. See if you can get your wife on board every night.
There's not a woman on the planet that would be on board with that. But I told her, I said, this is the only way I sleep. All right, let me see a red light lamp. Red light therapy. I mean, I'm looking up on Amazon right now. I'll literally order
She must be having a miserable sleep if you're flopping around like a fish.
She left the bed the other day, and I was pissed off. I was offended. But she's like, you don't stop moving.
Well, why don't you do the Rich Voss thing?
What is that?
Separate bedrooms.
I have done that sometimes.
He doesn't want to.
I have done that sometimes.
Well, maybe
she feels kind of hurting. It just feels like it's a broken marriage. You know what I mean? It just doesn't seem right.
More and more people are doing that.
I know.
Because of that.
Because of the sleep.
Yeah.
Red light therapy. All right, I'm gonna do some research on the
maybe
red light.
Maybe if you stay in the same room, you can do like we grew up watching I Love Lucy. They had the twin beds.
It looks like a lot of people use red light, like you say, for like a shoulder or like a hamstring. Like they have these things, like these wraps. Mm. That's what it looks like it's for. What about like a lamp to help you go to sleep? That's what I need.
Maybe you need to change
it too.
Maybe you need to change your, and I don't know exactly, but your whistling regimen. You need to move it to nighttime.
It's hard to do that. I mean, people are wandering around in and out of the bathroom, brushing teeth. What are you going to do? Pull your Johnson out? I mean, I don't know. You can't.
I don't know, but it seems like you need that right before you fall asleep. When you do that on a Tuesday.
I honestly,
do you take a nap after?
No. I honestly don't think it's the same. Now, I don't know how your body would know, but can you look this up? Drab, can you look up if you're by yourself, does it induce the same release of chemicals versus if you have a partner? Hmm. Skins hitting.
I think it's
from
the same.
From experience, I can tell you, yes.
For you, it's exact same, no different?
What do you mean? I'll fall asleep with my shorts on around my ankles.
maybe what you need to do is figure out a game plan. Like your wife works down in her office and at night sometimes. Does she do that? Hey. Like maybe you just got
to go to bed. I go to bed before her.
Right. So
it's weird.
Eric,
it's weird.
Can we have Dina make you a fleshlight?
No.
She wouldn't be jealous then.
No, I don't want that. That's the grossest thing ever. Only Valdez would like
that. What do you mean? If that,
that's so gross.
If her silly is helping you sleep,
no, it's
let's get a mold made of it.
No. No. Not doing that. It's just, yeah, I don't know, man. It's a tough life. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
What's funny is you started the segment pummeling Valdez.
Well, he looks terrible. He told me
he told me
his sleep. I mean, look at him. If you walked in there during the break and he looked bad.
My eyes do feel heavy.
His eyes just look barely open. He had a terrible night's sleep.
I could barely put together 30 minutes worth of continuous sleep.
Right. That's exactly.
I probably slept 2 hours.
Right. Combined.
Yeah.
Right. Like adding 20-minute increments. Right. It's brutal. Worst thing ever.
I mean, the only time I look at my phone in the middle of the night is if I'm I know my daughters aren't home. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering where they are and if they're home yet. Mm-hmm. And two, if I have a bet.
Which like is every night.
Every night. And I got to see it. Just check my accounts and see if I was a big fatty. And that's the only time I ever do.
Is that what you're doing now? You're on your bank?
I'm on my bank, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Well, my daughter she's just spending so much money online shopping. I've got to do something about it.
You
got
to nip it in the bud.
Yeah, because she makes good money, but she spends so much of it. Look at all these charges. It's ridiculous.
Well, those charges are your charges, right?
No, this is her salary. I mean, it's her money.
You're still monitoring her?
Hell yeah.
You're wild, man.
I put money away for her because she has no idea what she's doing. She's terrible at budgeting money.
Right.
So if it wasn't for me, she would spend it all.
You got to let her blow it a few times, and then she'll learn.
He doesn't let the birdie fly.
You got to let the birdie fly. Yep. Fly into a building.
No, because then eventually it will come back to me. Yeah. Dad, I don't have money for rent. Really? Shocker. Because right. You go to Aritzia.com twice a week.
My kids go there. All right, let's do this. Come back. I know we're supposed to talk about McLaurin, right? Come back. Let's talk about the McLaurin deal. I've talked to a couple of people about it. They say don't worry, but it's not done.
No, it's definitely not done.
You're right.
So we'll come back. We'll talk about Terry McLaurin. Then we'll get into Kevin Durant. There's a lot of stuff actually to talk.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Don't go anywhere.
So EB mentioned Terry McLaurin, of course, when they had the mandatory mini camp. A couple of the guys who had missed the voluntary stuff, like your boy Lattimore and Tunsil, they showed up for mandatory mini camp. But the one guy who didn't show up for mandatory mini camp was Terry McLaurin. He wants a new contract. And yep. A lot of people are confident that it'll get done. He did this before 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
And I believe he signed July 6th. I might be wrong on the exact date,
sounds
but it was right around there.
It sounds right, yeah.
But here's what Pat Boyle said from Infinity Sports Network. You can hear him overnights here on this station.
Pretty big bump in the road here for Washington. So it feels like Terry McLaurin wants a new contract that's worth at least $30 million. And Terry McLaurin's going into the last year of his contract. It's his second contract, by the way. And he's going to get paid a base of $15.5 million this year. And his average salary for the three-year contract that he signed worked out to be just under $23 million per year. And for the production that Terry McLaurin has given the Washington Commanders, five straight 1,000-yard seasons, the only receiver in franchise history. Yeah, I think Terry McLaurin deserves to get paid more than T. Higgins and Jalen Waddle. Both are number two receivers on their respective teams. And I think he deserves to get paid as much as Brandon Ayuk, Tyreek Hill, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Now, if Terry McLaurin is maybe asking for 35, 36, I mean, who knows what the exact contract negotiations are looking like. It's just obviously that right now the Commanders and Terry McLaurin don't seem to be close. They don't seem to be close. At least that's according to Albert Breer. And It just feels like Terry McLaurin is in the right to demand at least $30 million a year. Even if he's asking for 32, he wants to be paid the same amount as A.J. Brown. He wants to be paid right around the same as D.K. Metcalf. I don't blame him. Feels like this is the Commanders. They're going to have to acquiesce. There's always two sides to contract negotiations and discussions, but if Terry McLaurin is asking to be paid the same amount as Amon-Ra St. Brown and Tyreek Hill, I think he is right to do that.
I don't know. I've talked to a couple different people around the organization. Both said it's going to happen. The Commanders don't even, there's not even much they can do. It's just going to be the length. And I think the way they're going to get around this is there's going to be outs if in 2 years. There'll be some sort of out in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get his $30 million. But it's really only going to be like a 2 year extension.
Here's your average for the top receivers right now. Ja'Marr Chase, highest paid at $40.25 million. Justin Jefferson's making $35 million. CeeDee Lamb, $34 million. DK Metcalf, $33 million a year. AJ Brown, fifth at $32 million a year. Would you have a problem? Let's just say to get it done, if they gave him $35 million a year, which is Justin Jefferson money, even if you're thinking, well, he's not as young as Justin Jefferson. He's not as good as Justin Jefferson. Would you have a problem with it?
I don't have a problem with whatever he can get.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think so maybe they just need to suck it up. 30 and 33.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be. I don't think it'll be in that 35 range. I think it'll be, like you said, in that 30 to 32 range per year. It's just the number of years. You know, maybe he's looking for that third year.
It's all about how much is guaranteed.
Instead of just the 2 years. Maybe they just want to pay him 2 years at 30, you know, $64 million. But I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem if he was getting somewhere in the 30s. No.
What did you guys see that Travis Hunter's entire signing bonus he's getting up front? I don't know if you saw that. Mm-hmm. So like 30-some million, right? All up front.
Nice job.
100% of his deal guaranteed.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think he's the third rookie to have that done.
Yeah,
like Nick Bosa did it, and another guy.
And he may be the first second pick to do it, right? Because he wasn't even one. He wasn't even one.
I think 30. You're okay with paying Terry $35 million just to make him happy?
I said 30 to 33.
You said Justin. Somebody said 30.
I said
JP.
No. I posed the question: would you have a problem with it?
I don't think he's going to get.
So you would have a problem with it if they paid him Justin Jefferson?
You're just being loose with your money just to make the guy happy. You got to have a stand, and you got to. You're not paying Terry. Everybody loves Terry. You're not paying him Justin Jefferson money.
No, I don't think they will.
You just can't do that.
Well, what if you pay him just underneath Justin Jefferson? So that's CeeDee Lamb.
Million
so if you put him in between CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson, it'd be at $34.5 million.
They're cutting guys all the time to save $1 million here and there.
And they're not gonna. I don't think
it matters. At the end of the day, it matters.
But I don't think it does with Terry. I don't think there's a big difference between 33 and 35. To be honest with you,
or 31 and 33.
Do I risk pissing him off? I don't know. He's not gonna probably be happy because he's not gonna get the length he wants. That's going to be the issue. I think they can compromise on the AAV. I don't think he's going to sit there and go, I must have 35.
All right, Drab, you're out on Justin Jefferson money. What if you give him, if you match A.J. Brown, who's at $32 million a year? That's fifth highest
paid.
That's
fine. I think
I think
Steelers overpaid DK, but that's fine. If you want to do 32, I could probably live with it. Because of what he means to the franchise, what he's done, and what you expect him to do here in the next 2 or 3 years.
He's older than all these guys.
Yeah. Those guys are in their prime. I think you do have to take that into consideration.
That's why they're not going to give him like a 5-year deal.
He's 2 years older than guys like A.J. Actually, he might be 3 years older than A.J. Brown. I think he's 2 years older than...
He's the same. I think he's the same draft class as D.K., right? He's
2 years older than A.J.
Yeah, but he's 2 years older than D.K.
Yeah.
He's 3 years older than CeeDee Lamb.
But some of these other guys are 24, 25, 26.
No, we went through this. If you looked at the top 10 receivers in terms of yards, I think it was, they were all 26 and under.
Yeah.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
You got guys like Mike Evans, who's done it year after year after year after year, and he's making like $20 million a year.
Mm-hmm. When was his deal done?
He signed a 2-year extension a couple, I think, a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Mike Evans is the 20th highest paid at $20.5 million, according to Spot Rack.
He's probably underpaid for sure.
McLaurin right now with his current salary is 16th.
Yeah.
So I mean, he definitely deserves, like, the guys ahead of him. He's got to jump. You know, Michael Pittman, Nico Collins was hurt, Devontae Smith. I thought that Boyle made a good point. Some of these guys are number two receivers, like Jalen Waddle and T. Higgins.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill's making $30 million. Ayuk's making $30 million.
What about just giving him? You think he'll take 2 years guaranteed, fully guaranteed, $64 million?
No,
no.
He's going to want at least.
Yeah. Why?
If you're going to give him a third year, is that going to be how much of that's going to be guaranteed?
Like a team option or something? I don't know. It's going to be weird.
Okay, it could be a team option.
It's going to be weird.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand why everyone's just assuming Terry is like some pushover where like he's going to do the what the Commanders want and only have 2 years. Or he's not going to fight for an extra $4 million.
No, I think that's what he's fighting for. I think he's fighting for the extra years.
I know, but everyone's just like, oh, they'll get it done. They'll give him a 2 year.
They'll have to compromise in it. Maybe if it's 2 years, they'll give him a little bit more per year, right? There's a compromise in there somewhere.
They're assuming
if they do 3 years, it'll be a little less.
They're assuming it's going to get done for a couple reasons. Number one, people just think he's super high character and they can't imagine him being a problem.
He's also their second best player.
Right. And then number two, I think they're looking at the other side that as of right now, Adam Peters and this organization hasn't really botched anything. Well, so they kind of have faith
on Lattimore.
But they kind of have faith on both sides.
Also, they're going all in on this is the window to win on Jaden's rookie contract. They're not if they couldn't come to an agreement. And I don't believe this to be the case. But if they couldn't come to an agreement and Terry sat out, their chances of doing anything are dramatically reduced. He's a must-have.
What if Debo Samuel proved to be the number one?
Who? Debo?
Yeah.
I don't think he will.
I don't think he will either, but I'm just saying, what if in the back of their mind, they're thinking, hey, let's...
I don't think they're thinking that.
I don't think they're thinking that
we
either.
We can't afford to pay both of these receivers, and we like Debo better.
They don't.
I don't think they're thinking that.
I don't think so either.
I think that would make you come to the conclusion that you could plug and draft any wide receiver, mm-hmm. have them play, and Jaden will make them good.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't...
Which I think Jaden will make everybody a little bit better.
That's a good problem to have.
I think Jaden will make everybody better, but I don't think they can be competitive and make a play, a deep playoff run without Terry McLaurin. Well, they're not built. They're not good enough.
But maybe they're playing hardball. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. So they're playing hardball.
Why do you think they're playing hardball? This is like average negotiating.
Okay, but
we're not at hardball stage yet.
But maybe they're playing hardball, and they figure that he's going to buckle. He's under contract. He's going to play, and then they want to see how it plays out.
Oh, they're
because he
that.
Is older.
They're not going to do that. This is disrespectful.
Both he and Debo are 29.
Yeah, but
Debo's had many more injuries than Terry. He's had rib cage injuries. He had pneumonia last year. He had a foot, like a hamstring. He's had many more injuries than Terry.
I think we're far, far away from anybody playing hardball yet or anything. This is standard negotiating time. This is kind of now you get into first couple weeks of real training camp, then we might have an issue. But right now, this is a nothing burger. Right now, this is just standard negotiating, nothing burger. Guys need stuff to talk about. Guys need stuff to write about. And you speculate. But until he starts missing training camp and then start missing preseason games, we don't have an issue.
I think so, too. Yeah. You know, I happened to be at Dan Quinn's presser. Jason was there. And the way that he talks about it is so smart. He's like, look, I'm not worried about him. This is the business guys are going to deal with that, and right. It'll be fine.
Right.
Like, Quinn is handling it perfectly.
And I think that's true. I think this is just people just speculating. There's not much going on. This is standard negotiating for guys on the last year of their deal that means something to the organization.
Now, today's June 23rd.
Yeah.
And like I said, he did this the last time where he skipped mandatory minicamp, got a deal worked out before camp started. Now, if it's July 23rd, where you're getting close to the start of training camp, then I might sweat a little bit. But I would guess in the next month it gets done.
Yeah, I think
you're right.
I think there's no question about that. Let's go to Gary. Haven't heard anything otherwise. Gary, what's up?
Good morning, Junks. I agree with just about everything you guys said, but I think that they need to pay TARE. Okay, if that's $33 million, if it's CD Lamb money, $34 million. The key is the length of the contract.
Right.
But this guy has been worth $33-34 million to this franchise. And you just think about where this franchise would be going into next year if they had no Terry McLaurin. All right. It's not about comparing him to what these other guys do. It's about what he does for your franchise. And I think he is as indispensable to Washington as those other guys are.
Do you think? I agree with you, Gary. Do you think they can make a deep playoff run without Terry McLaurin the way the roster is currently constructed?
No, absolutely not. Because they don't have a number one receiver.
Right.
They don't have a number one.
I totally agree. Both sides have to give. They need him,
and they know it.
They need him, and he needs them.
But do you think if they have a hard line, right, where they're like, we're not giving him the fourth year that he wants. We're not giving him the third year that he wants. We are resolute, right? Do you think they think that Terry's actually going to hold out and miss games?
I don't know. But the owner just bought a Jaden Daniels rookie card for $500,000.
I know.
Okay. They got plenty of money. They can make it work. They're going to figure it out. You want to talk about a waste of money. Can we get into that when we come back?
Yeah, sure. We'll get into that when we come back in the whole Fanatics Fest, which kind of took over the weekend. Hey, our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle you no longer need, donating to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families. Donating a car is easy. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the purpleheartfoundation.org.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Work. All right, so EB, you mentioned Josh Harris at Fanatics Fest, and he bought a card apparently for $500,000 that they're going to display either at the park or at the stadium.
Yeah, I mean, God
bless him.
So
I was just thinking, is that a business expense? Is that a personal expense?
Did
he charge the team?
How did the guy get it? It's a Panini card, a one-of-one prism black finite rookie card. I don't know how the guy got it. Did he literally like open a pack of cards? Like, how does that work when you get a one of one like that?
Is it just one?
The black finite one of one card is considered the crown jewel of card collecting. When it features a high profile quarterback like Daniels, I wonder how did the guy get it? Do they sell these like in packs? Like, how does that even work?
It's a card. Yeah. They pull it. That's the entire industry. You never know what you're going to get. And they put those one-on-ones in there.
And this guy just got lucky enough, and he pulled it.
It says, per The Athletic, the card was originally found on January 1st by Joey Carrion of We The Hobby, which is a card hobby shop.
All right.
The cost for the Commander's Prism football box break was $36.
He bought
the original person got it for $36.
He bought the box of cards.
Yeah.
So he got like 20 packs or whatever in the box.
Yeah.
For $36. You could have a one of one in there that could be worth $500,000 or more. That's nutty. Let me buy some.
Well, that's the entire industry. That's what everyone's doing. Everyone's trying to find
But I thought the boxes were way more. I thought when they're breaking, they're breaking like a $5,000 box or something. I had no idea you could get a box for 36 that could potentially pay out like that.
So apparently it was trade night at Fanatics Fest, which went down in New York.
Right.
And I want to get to the Tom Brady thing in a moment.
But hold on. Let's focus on this for a second.
There were going to be trades, and Roth Cards owned the card before.
Right. So he bought it off the guy that pulled it.
Yes.
In the pack. I don't know. God only knows what he paid for it. He initially asked for $2 million. Then he compared it to Paul Skeens, right? His card went for $1.1 million. Probably not a horrible comparison, right? They might be on similar trajectories, maybe.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure the guy who just sold it to Josh Harris paid $200,000 for it.
Oh, so he only made $50,000 off it.
Yeah, the real. Okay. I think the real winner was... No, he made
$300,000. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because yeah, he sold it for $500, right? Not $250.
Yeah.
Right.
That's nuts.
So the guy that pulled it for the $36 box sold it for $200. This guy then sells it to Josh for $500. All I'm thinking is Josh Harris and his group, and we know it's a large group, and they got some of the wealthiest people in town, like Mitch Rails and these guys. They're so wealthy, you don't even realize. What'd they pay for the Commanders? Like $7 billion? Is that what they paid? $7 billion, whatever the hell
maybe,
it was.
Maybe just over six.
If they're willing to just dunk off $500,000, yeah, like as a goof,
it's stupid money. It's
they're gonna pay Terry McLaurin. They're not gonna quibble over $1 million or $2 million per year on the Terry McLaurin deal. Like, but I don't even separate. See it possible. I don't even
there's
see
no salary
possible.
Cap on him spending on cards.
I know, but it's just like, dude, you just spent $500,000 on a goof. Like, of course he's going to give Terry his
man,
money.
What would Otani's rookie card go for?
Is there a Panini or, Otani?
I would assume there is. But I mean, that's
one of
be.
One. So if you just get like a regular old, like, Topps, Jaden Daniels rookie card, it's going to be worth like $5.
Right.
Like, what's even Panini, the point? They've ruined these things. These one-of-ones, it's cool, but they kind of ruined traditional card collecting. Like, for an average kid. I guess you could get one. I guess you could be the lucky guy to pull it.
What happened? I've already forgotten the name of those things that I got. Like, my buddy gave me a Lonzo Ball. There was, like, those digital images.
Oh, yeah.
What were those called?
Those digital cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's worth nothing.
People were into all that a couple years ago. Yeah,
they said that was going to blow up.
I don't think it did.
It didn't blow up like crypto.
I don't think it did.
So the one guy bought it for $200,000, and he sold it to Josh
for $500. So he made $300. Pretty good. Pretty good.
It's a good investment.
Pretty good investment.
Yes.
But all I could think about when I saw that was, man, Josh Harris just got money coming out of his ears.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's going to build a stadium. He's spent $7 billion with all his partners. You think he's worried about quibbling over an extra $1 million or $2 million for Terry's deal per year? No chance.
Yeah, but it's probably a write-off. It's not his personal money. It's the team money.
Now, maybe
he's the managing partner.
Right, was it like a?
It's going to be displayed at the stadium.
Was it a,
so it's like a business expense?
Was it like a bidding process?
It looked like they. What I saw is this like Ruben an talking. The guy goes, he'll offer you $500,000. Yeah, you want it? He goes, I'll take it.
Just made an offer.
Yeah, just made an offer. All right, Drab, I see you're talking to your boy. You want me to put him on? This guy knows all about cards. All right, let's go to Anthony.
Yeah, this is my good buddy.
All right. All right. Anthony, you're big in the card game?
Yeah, I buy, sell, I do a whole bunch with cards. I actually pulled a 101 of Jason Dominguez a couple years back, and I got a little over $50,000 for it.
Jason Dominguez?
Yankees rookie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yankee player.
All right, so, and then is it all the black prism whatever Panini? Is that what it is?
Panini has football licensing. Topps has baseball. I mean, it's all going to switch again in like a year and a half. Topps has football this year, but it's unlicensed.
So the whole game now for the high-end guys, for you all the rich folks and the high-end hobbyists, is you got to get a one-of-one, right? Everything else is basically trash?
Not everything else. I mean, if you want to sell something for $500,000, yeah, you got to get a Jaden Daniels one-of-one.
You got to get a one-of-one. But, like, so if you, like, pull, like, a – do they even have Fleer anymore? Like, a Fleer, Jaden Daniels, or whatever? I mean, what is that worth? Like, $10? Like, nothing.
No, you're not even pulling that. They don't have Fleer anymore. They have Leaf, that's probably like $50, but yeah, it's either Panini or Topps. Like, those are your main two.
Oh, all right, so if you're a kid.
So what would Topps Jaden Daniels go for?
Probably half of what the Panini one would, just because it doesn't have any
it's a
of
one
the
of
Commander's
one?
Licensing on it.
Topps has a one of one?
Yeah, one of one.
Okay, but if you're just a kid.
Oh, yeah, they have a bunch of them.
If you're just a kid and you want to maybe get a shot at this, Could you, as Jab said, buy a box for $36?
Yeah, you can buy a box for $36, but you're probably not going to hit a one-on-one. I mean, if you're
right,
Look, the best way if you want to get a 101 is to just buy it. Yeah, the chance I've ripped probably hundreds and hundreds of boxes this year.
Yeah.
And I might have pulled one or two 101s.
Wow.
And they're usually of like guys you've probably never heard of.
Okay, so
the chance of hitting that is really rare. And if you were really going to go after it, it's either buy it or buy into a break and just buy the Commanders, and then you're going to have to buy into 100 of them. And then pray to God you get the 101 before anybody else does, and you lose all your money.
All right, so hold on. So, like, last year, was, like, C.J. Stroud's 1 of 1 worth a ton?
Yeah, it was his rookie year. And then this year, it's definitely not worth as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so how much did that lose in value, I wonder?
I don't
roughly
know off the top of my head 50%? What it sold for, but it probably lost a quarter right just from one bad season.
Right, right.
What so about a Travis?
Jason Dominguez card I sold. Yeah. The Jason Dominguez card I sold for $58,000 during COVID before he played in the major leagues is probably now worth half of what I sold it for.
Mm. Right.
All right, so you got off good.
How about EB's Craig Worthington cards from years ago?
Those he had literally. Those. I mean, not hey, even hey, worth
Anthony,
a penny.
What about a Travis Hunter?
That is probably going to be real expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be half a million. See, quarterbacks are always going to go for way more than wide receivers or any other position player. And even like Pat Mahomes stuff, like 4 years ago was way expensive. Everything in the market's kind of come down. But it just takes one bad year, and that Jane Daniels card could drop a bunch.
Well, is right now, to EB's point about the Commanders being the sexiest team, according to this article in The Athletic, Daniels was the second most searched athlete on eBay in May behind only Michael Jordan. That's how popular he is right now.
Is it, Anthony, is this your business? Is this what you do for a profession?
I mean, yeah, it's like my second profession. I also have a regular day job, but I do spend, 4 to 6 hours a day doing this.
It's 4 to 6 hours. So like, I mean, how much do you invest? Are you profitable?
Yeah. Yep.
So how much?
Last year I spent a lot of money on it. So
how much? How much did you spend and how much did you make?
So last year I spent over $1 million. And it was probably one of my better years, and I made like right around 70K. But I
spent $1 million and only made 70K. You could have put it in the bank.
You're not making a big profit if you're opening. That's what I'm saying. If you're opening boxes, you're not making a big profit. But mm-hmm. like I do a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I'm turning and burning it real fast. So I'm not trying to get rich off of one box of cards.
It's a side hustle.
Are you emotionally invested in any of the cards? Or is it simply just an asset you want to flip?
It probably just keeps me out of trouble, so I keep doing it.
There you go.
Hey, I was told to ask, who are your roommates?
I'm not answering that question.
Why? Why? Who is roommates?
I can't get into that.
He lives with his mommy and daddy.
No, he doesn't. How'd you spend $1 million and you live with your mom and dad?
It's probably not. Well, because I screwed around for a lot of my life, and I got my crap together not that long ago. So I'm just kind of working my way out of things.
How old are you?
Like 42.
Okay.
Hi, Mommy.
Is he a Big O and Dukes guy or something? Like, how do you know?
Yeah, of course. Anthony's a great friend of mine. He's the best. Yeah.
All right. Well, God bless you, dude. I don't know. I still don't understand how you had how you got $1 million to spend.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's living at home.
Like I said.
No, he's got no kids.
He probably doesn't have $1 million just sitting there. He's saying that the transactions all year amounted to $1 million.
Okay.
Yeah, the transactions all year is like $1 million.
Yeah.
Because
he might only have 10,000 EV.
Right. Just kept betting 10,000 100 times or whatever. Okay.
All right, Anthony, we got to run.
That's it.
God bless you, man.
All right, bud. Have a good one.
He doesn't break the stereotype in my mind. Baseball like card nerd living with his parents. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.